Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later. Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later. Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Shift time now. Previous 7.5 hours, who knows? He was probably lying, but now he's not here, and he should be. Even if he's late for his lateness. It's like super late, late squared. Oh no, I'm really screwed now, aren't I? Oh, Traxel, come through that door. Traxel, come through that door. No!
And here we are. Expediting a par department.
David, quickly, get her, David.
Don't worry, David. He's just a bit wound up.
Of course I'm wound up. You put me in a cage. You tricked me, Hacho. What? You tricked me, you duplicitous trickster, you.
Now, I would feel bad, too, if I got caught so easily.
It was a cunning... David, I need to assure you, it was the most cunning trap under which I was captured.
Oh, yeah?
It was a box and a stick and a cocktail.
What was I supposed to do? Not get not under drink. The box, grab the cocktail, and then knock the stick away for some privacy? I'm only human!
Only being the operative word.
Okay, but you're here, which is good, and you're here...
Hello, David.
...which is terrifying.
Oh, now, why do you look so scared?
Ooh, I know yes, this one. I also know this one.
Pick me, Hacho.
I
don't want to be picked.
Listen, now, Trexel, you're in the cage, and I'm going to leave you there, because that's a nice place for you. David Seven, there's nothing to worry about. Okay, everything's under control.
Okay, but last time we saw you, you did try and murder us.
That was what I was going to say, murder.
You're in a cage. No, I wouldn't really paint me with that brush, really.
Okay, well, now I've got this brush. It's got murder on it, and...
No.
Metaphorical murder brush detected. Security alerted.
No, stop, David.
Painting you with
stop.
That brush.
No, see,
at my brush, you're being painted as a murderer, Hacho.
This is fantastic. What I was doing was training you, wasn't I? Now,
training us for what? For how to be murdered? To be dead from a big blade?
Not to be dead from a big blade, and you did fantastic. I mean, what good are you to Stella Firma when you're dead?
That's what I was thinking when I thought, oh no, Hartro's gone rogue and is going to murder us. I thought, well, why? That's Stella Firma won't want that.
There is an answer to that question, but I don't think you would like it.
I think I can volunteer a possibility.
You there, the clone with the big brush.
Yes, it's because you are you, and Hartra has had to work for you for all of these years. So I understand why, Hartra.
David,
I'm just upset that it also included me.
Are you implying that Trexel's been so horrible to work over and to organise and to line manage that I've actually been pushed to the point where I felt like I couldn't handle it anymore and I was going to kill him and you because you're his clone? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I'm saying it.
Subtext abandoned. Text deployed.
Well, you're wrong.
It seems harsh, but it does seem to make sense, Hartro, because otherwise that would be destruction of Stella Firma property and you would have been immediately recycled.
And I wouldn't do that, would I now?
Yes, hang on a minute. Why haven't you been immediately recycled?
Good point. If I'd have done that, I'd have been recycled. Well, because I've got connections. Yeah, but somebody like you, a peon, would have.
If there were powers to be... Did you just call me a peon?
I'm in a cage. I can't hear you. Oh, look at this cage. Oh, it's a well-built cage.
Hartro, all our differences aside, could you make the cage a little bit smaller?
How would that work? Oh, that happened. This is an advanced cage with insmallening tech, TM.
I am not a peon. And obviously, if the powers that be would have seen a line manager attempt to destroy property of Stella Firma, they would have been upset.
And that's what you did.
I would have been talked to and I might have been encouraged to do a different line or direction. However, I was just... training.
And okay. And who was that different line, Hartro?
My line manager wisdom. Just jumping into my head and saying, oh, come on now, Hartro. Don't kill Stella Firma property.
Checking staff records. Records show a disciplinary meeting between line manager Hartro Pilts and standards.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Org chart updated.
Okay.
Well, what a twist. If I could move my arms in this cage, I would be twirling an imaginary moustache.
See? It's not just me. Standards are standardising. It's Hartro as well.
It's standards it's all bad. Round. Standards are all round.
Standards are standarding in every standard way.
And now it would appear we have a minion of standards in our midst.
Yes, a little standards minion.
Right, well, there's no need to get nervous or to overreact, okay? Things are...
No, I'm going to overreact!
No!
Ooh,
Make the cage smaller!
Okay. Trex, just breathe and stop. Just don't even react.
A little bit.
Right, like I've said, I've got everything under control. And in fact, boys, you're doing
Hartro,
quite...
I think he is actually dying.
What? Oh, there we go. Just let me loosen that. In fact, Trexel here, come on, come out of the cage.
Oh, thank you.
You're getting all bulbous and checkered.
Oh, I'm so bulbous and I've now got it's quite a fetching checkered pattern on my skin
yes,
now.
A pinstripe person.
I'm in pinstripe pain. Ow. Well, hang on, checkers aren't the same as pinstripes.
No. Nope.
You know nothing of fashion, you clone clod.
Well, I mean, look what he's wearing.
Ooh, snap!
Fashion slam detected. All right, everyone, gird your loins.
You got dragged.
I was born in
got
this.
Got that shade thrown.
He can't help it.
No, I can't help it. I literally don't have any other option. If I could dress differently, I would.
How would you dress if you could dress differently, David?
Well,
like me, like your mentor, like your fashion icon, Trexil.
Strike a pose, smart and yet sensible. And tight.
Strike a pose.
No, I'd prefer some sort of like nice high collared jacket, a little bow tie, no shirt, because I saw a picture of Bath in like that once.
Yum.
And no more poses.
And
no more poses
for anyone. Shorts.
No, strike a pose is over. We're now striking the pose. Striking.
Oh, how sweet. The dreams of a clone.
Well, I mean, yes, I do have dreams.
You need to have chest hair to have a chest exposed. I mean, Bathin's got lovely chest hair.
It is quite thick and luxurious.
I've got chest hair. Would anybody like to see my chest hair?
No, and
here
we do.
Here it is.
No.
Oh, it's so mushy.
Chest hair ruined for everyone. Security alerted.
You're going to lose a badger in there. Oh. You knew what a badger was.
Oh, it looks like a thicket.
It is a thicket. Look, here's some wildlife.
Put it away. I'll put you in the cage.
Get back in here. You live in my chest. There we go.
And we digress. Right, so it's a review. You're here. And
what are we reviewing?
Wait, what?
What are we reviewing?
How are you still? You
don't know what's going on. You haven't been here. You've been away with standardizing things.
Trexel, I always know what's going on.
Oh, do you? What am I thinking of right now?
Wildlife.
And alcohol.
And David Seven. Hurting David Seven.
Okay, that's pretty much all of it, so.
Oh, no.
There you go. See? We're in your head. I'm in your head.
Could you give it a tidy?
So, you're in the expediting department. You know, it's a nice... This is a nice office.
It's a backwater. It's a hellhole.
I mean, there's literally...
It's a stink pile.
There's a little puddle. Yeah. Yes, there's tube in the middle of the... Oh, that must be where you put your...
Yes, yeah, that's where the briefs. Brief. Yep.
Okay, it's a hellhole, Hartro. You don't have to dress it up. It's a hole of hell.
Yes, it's a little rusty in here, but
very
nothing
rusty.
Like, you know, a little plant or, you know, you could put a picture on the wall, couldn't you?
If you can get a nail through this steel, then maybe.
And there's grooves. What are those grooves along the floor?
Oh, if we don't deliver the brief on time, the walls try and crush us.
Yes, yes. Nice. I thought the alarm was alarming, and the door knocking was a bit alarming, but it turns out the threat of crashing, more alarming still.
Yeah.
Right, so you've ended here. But, you know, things are going fantastically up there. I'm here to review you, and I can say 100%... Fantastic.
Well, what a turn up. Well, you know what? I think I've expressed some concerns to you, David, but thinking about it and being told that it's gone well, that feels right.
This doesn't make any sense. It has never gone well before.
Well, I wouldn't be so hasty, David. Let's hear Hartro out. I know Hartro did try and kill us, but who amongst us hasn't committed murder? Certainly not me.
I haven't.
I mean, if you replace kill with train, then I agree. But yeah, so, things going well. I mean, upstairs, all I can say, smiles. You know, they're like, yes. You got a problem? Go to Geisman. He'll sort it.
I've got a pillow at home with that stitched on.
So who's smiling? Is it number 1 or number 48? Are they smiling?
One might charitably say smirking.
You keep talking about standards, but I'm talking.
Yes, who you work for now? Yeah. By your own Imogen's
admission.
Excuse
me, David. Excuse me.
What?
Who put you in charge of the castle?
Yes,
I have no castle.
And
have
you
the
have
small
no brush.
Room.
The parapets.
So stop painting things and stop.
No, I do. Here it is. Ooh, look at it. It's mine.
Put it down, or you go in the cage.
All the best art is achieved from inside a cage.
It's a bad cage, David. You don't want to go in.
Nobody wants a cage.
No, I don't want the cage.
So, for example, a young gentleman trapped in his security office.
Yes, that was
a complaint. Came down here. Mm-hmm. Turns out,
it did.
Not trapped. Well done.
Well done us. We saved that person's life, didn't we, David?
Yeah.
Didn't we, David?
You don't seem convinced. You took a trapped person and made them non-trapped.
Okay.
This is 101 Expediters Extraordinaire. I mean, you could teach a class. You get a trapped person, you make them untrapped.
You're saying...
Your line manager.
That Trexel Geistman...
Mm-hmm. Eh?
Could teach a class.
Exactly.
Go to Geisman.
Trexel Geisman is banned from all educational institutions due to the chalk incident.
Welcome to class, young minds. Young minds ready to be formed like clay in the hands
Sir
of
Hartra,
a master.
I just want a
question from the back. That's correct. I am this handsome. It isn't an effect.
So I just want to double check, and I want to hear the words you saying, I think Trexel Geisman is so good that he can teach a class.
I'd love to hear that too.
Because you definitely really mean it.
I mean things that I say.
Okay, so say that.
I mean this situation we're in right here is one that is tricky at times, but look at us. You know, people have issues, and boy, sometimes they're not trapped.
And you think that?
And I think that some people could learn something.
From who?
From people that can... From Traxel.
Only someone threatened with death would say such a thing.
I'll take it!
Okay, and...
Is it hot in here?
No,
it's hot in here.
Actually freezing
very
cold.
Very cold,
yes.
Is that a puddle?
There's ice in the puddle, actually. It's a bit of a frosty puddle.
Right. Moving on.
Yes, to the next thing
that didn't happen.
We absolutely nailed.
Yes, you nailed several other things. Let me look at my list here. Oh, yes. Oh, case of the same surname. Two people with the same surname. Can you imagine it?
Murder is the solution, and I'm guessing you did very well, Hartro.
Somebody died, and it was fine. Because you know what? Now we have one person with one surname instead of two. I mean, it's an interesting way to solve a problem, but is the problem solved?
Oh.
Yes.
An interesting way.
Interesting.
It's interesting and
People say...
And a way that other people were happy with?
People say that murder is outdated. Don't murder people. It's against the law or
yes,
something.
Yes, remember...
I don't want to be murdered.
We were saying that just before because Hartro tried to murder us.
Yes, but in the context of me
using the brush. I trained you.
Trained
David
us
seven.
To death.
No, you're alive. Very much alive. Right in front of my eyes,
because we were saved. Because we were sucked through a tube.
I mean, look, I can touch
successful.
You, David. Ah. There you are, right in front of me.
There you are.
Not dead at all.
Hang on, wait. I didn't get jabbed. Maybe I'm dead. Hang on. Ow! I just poked myself in the eye.
Are you sure you're not dead?
I'm pretty sure my eye hurts.
Ah, but if you were a ghost, you could touch yourself, so we're going to have to jab him as well.
Oh, yeah, yes, please. Right. I don't want to be a ghost.
Yes, jabbing Trexel on 3, 2, 1.
Okay, David, stop now. David, I'm alive.
Oh, that was fun, David. Good idea.
Jabbing is fun, but wildly unproductive.
Can I go back in the cage?
Oh, yes. So basically, you know what? I want to give you some good news. And David Seven, I don't know why you don't just take it, but I want to be mentioning, you know, the executive track here. You know, some people might be... Some clones and... Others might be going on an executive track.
David, you don't understand what this means to me. The executive track.
Trexel.
It's the executive track, David.
Yes, Trexel.
Not anyone gets in the executive track.
Not everyone.
On the executive track.
You don't say.
Hartro, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Hartro. You are my queen.
Oh.
May I bow before you, Hartro?
Yes, you may.
Let me supplicate myself in this puddle.
Obsequious genuflection detected. Security alerted.
I wish to track towards the executive positions.
Trexel, stop trying to put her feet in your mouth.
Trexel. If he wants, he can. I mean, I understand. This is a big moment for him.
Thank you.
Somehow this feels like the worst thing he has ever done.
Trexel, please.
You're welcome.
It was worth it. It is worth it. David, this is incredible. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I thought my career was over in this benighted department of expediting.
Well, exactly. You said this was a career cul-de-sac.
It
is.
So
why would we be here?
No one's come back.
So, yes, exactly. No one's come back. So
it's impossible.
Exactly.
It could never happen.
Yes.
Especially not to me.
Entirely true.
And yet here we are.
No. No, I was... No, look. Hartro,
yes.
You start working for standards, and now immediately we're doing A-OK, despite the fact that... All of your previous reviews have been, let's just say, a little bit fractious. Remember when you tried to kill us?
You keep going back to this, David Seven.
I do, because you tried to kill us.
What do I have to do to get it into your brain that I was training you for this exact moment?
A hug. A I think you should hug David to prove to him
no,
you're good.
Not, no, I don't. I, don't
I think we should all bring it in for a big hug. Bring it in, everybody! Bringing it in. Let's squeeze away the hostility because Trex of Iceland's on the executive track. You're a lying murderer.
Hugs ruined for everyone. Security unembraced.
David?
Don't we all feel better?
No.
No.
Okay, well, I feel better. And I am the most important one.
I think that you're overthinking this. That's what I think. Yeah. Why don't you let me, the line manager, do the thinking?
No,
and you, the clone, why don't you do the clone
No, because standards
activities?
Came out of the wall and told me that they had, and I quote, out of the wall.
Big plans, David.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this all sounds...
Wait, there was a dramatic pause. Plans.
Oh, I think you're remembering that. I think they probably just popped their head in to say howdy do, and now you're blowing it all out of proportion because
exactly.
The most important thing is that I'm great and everything I've done is great.
These are the big plans.
Hacho, could you tell us more about the successes we've had?
Oh, I forgot about the awards.
Awards?
Yes.
I would like to thank myself and
awards from where? What awards?
Oh, several awards. You know, it's very funny. I think in the midst of all the training and the games remember the games I created.
I remember the game so fondly.
I mean, yes, I forgot.
I mean, one of the games was quite
one
fun.
Of the award for most dangerous planet ever sold. You got that one?
Yes.
Okay, that
was brilliant.
Which one was that? A bad award?
It
was it the one where the moon crashed into it?
You
said yes before I finished
because
saying...
I knew it was... I was thinking of it at
it
the same
that
time.
Aura of
was it the
yeah.
one? Was it the one that was entirely covered in lava and everyone who used it died?
That one as well. I think you won that twice. You got that award two
was
times
it,
in
was
a row.
Was it the trough that turned everyone into soup?
David, I know what you're trying to do here.
But was it?
He's trying to list my successes.
Another award. Yes.
Yet more. Best, an embarrassment of riches.
Best use of bathin in a subliminal
no,
ad.
Don't want it. Don't want the award. Put it back. Put it back on the shelf. Melt it down.
Okay, well, you know, when you have so many awards, sometimes, you know, you have more favorite awards than the other awards.
Isn't Bathin one of our direct competitors? Why would we have an award specifically about
customer competitor, Bathin? David. Locked in a dancer's, old as time itself.
So Stella
Firma.
I hate
you, I love you. Hold my hand and turn away. Don't look in my eyes, but don't look away from me. I feel your heart beating in your chest.
Hey, Trexel.
I grab your heart and crush the life out of it.
You're dancing with Bathin.
Well, get off me! Get off me! I didn't want it.
That is the sort of lengths you would go to for your job.
I think, right? Well,
wouldn't you? I mean, that's what we're looking for here. And to be honest, you keep saying working for standards, but I mean, who spoke to standards last?
You.
Yeah. So who would know most?
Artro.
Me.
Imogen. That only makes logical sense. That makes logical sense, David.
But Imogen said you work for standard. Imogen said that, and Imogen's Imogen.
Correct. Imogen is Imogen.
We all work for standards.
No,
in
no, no,
a
no, no,
way.
No, no. We work for Stella Firm.
Of course,
no, we work for
well.
The board.
Do you need me to do a graph? Do you need me to do?
Yes, I would. I want to see an org chart.
Well, I'm not.
Well, let's.
I'm not doing. I don't work for clones, David.
Hartro, let me handle this. David, when you start asking for things like org charts, you don't even understand the world of pain you're about to enter. Hartro, you remember the last AGM?
Oh, yeah.
When they tried to roll out the new org chart,
oh.
Rolled straight off the stage into the audience, killed 30 people. If I wasn't hanging around the back, I might have been crushed myself.
The deaths made the chart immediately out of date, which is the real tragedy.
Oh,
it's enormous and complicated and no one can understand it. So I think you need to narrow your view and narrow it down onto the awards I'm winning. Hartro, what have I won?
I'm going to narrow it down onto the line between Hartro and standards, which is one line that says working for standards.
Okay.
You know what we have here? Trexel, do you know what we have here?
I don't know. What
we have got a clone above his station.
Oh, a clone above his station.
Just thinks he might be Mr. Big Clone.
Too big for his proverbial boots.
No, I'm in a basement that's wet with
that's
no pod.
Right.
I don't think I'm Mr. Big Clone.
I think it's important to remember where you are, David Seven.
Yeah,
yep.
In a basement that's wet with no pod.
Exactly.
And how do we get out of this?
Well...
Get out of the executive track.
Join
me, David.
No,
hold my hand.
No, no.
Hold my hand
no,
and we will
no,
go
no,
together
no, no,
into the sunlit uplands of the executive track.
This podless puddle room is still better than whatever standards have in store for us.
That does sound quite confusing. I'm torn. I've never wanted
Trexel,
anything more in my life than to be on the executive track.
You won the award.
I did win an award, but...
Four.
No, you didn't!
No, but that makes sense. Why would I have won an award?
More awards.
Oh, I'd like more several awards.
A list of awards that I could just...
List off?
List off.
Okay.
The award for benevolent bruising.
That sounds real.
The award for most alcohol consumed while at work.
That one. Yeah, you got it well.
The award for planets being sold on a escarpment.
I don't know what one of those is.
You told us explicitly that we sold no planets.
I told you what you needed to hear. I needed results. I needed to train you quick and fast. And I did it.
Well, you trained us so well that we fell into a different department.
Come on, nobody knows the rhymes and reasons of life. All I can say is, you're looking good now, kiddo.
No, I don't. I look much worse. I looked better when I had a pod.
Only one way to go, and that is, Trexel?
It's sideways.
End up.
Sideways and up. That's what I was saying. You go sideways out the door, and then up in the lift to the executive track.
I just want to say...
Hacho, does this mean if I was to perhaps be on the executive track, I could maybe have my... admission privileges back to the cosmic
Say
lounge.
It. Yes. Trexel, look me in the eyes.
I'm looking.
I guarantee you. You stick with me. You produce good work. You get these troubleshooting issues sorted and we will fly, baby.
I am on board. Hacho, let's go get a drink. To celebrate. A celebratory drink. Put me back in the cage and wheel me to a bar.
Yeah, all right.
Yahoo!
No,
in
Trexel.
You go.
Trexel. Bye-bye,
no,
David.
No, Trexel, don't listen to her lies. Don't listen to her lies.
Make the cage smaller.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 international license. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Hartra Piltz was played by Jenny Halford. The episode was edited by Maddie Searle and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Carr. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Anna Stacia, Simon Felkis, Monica Quirk, Duplis, Tori.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Delphaware, Molly, Airmid Celt, Deanne, Siafika, Ivy Piper, Lilikoi, Maya Flink, May Parsons, Eddie Current, Ellie LaSalle, Diana Reed, Kieran, Harry Thompson, Erin Biddle, Malaraza, Jasper, Is the End Looking for Any Sexy New Avatars, Graham, Lay, Jean, Sharon V, Disaster Nick, Amanda Nengel, Kiora Hernandez, Shannon O'Leary, Annika Dumont Arvantis, Reagan Mellon, Jacob, Keelin Lawler, Felix Nicol, Jasmine Bloom, Brendan Abolivier, Lysimache, Aaron Bursur, Mandy, Zach Davis, Becky N. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.